Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 31. At last, we're talking, we're in the same time zone, we're in the same country. How are you?
I am well, how are you? I know, it feels like it's been ages. I keep thinking of things, like whenever I watch something, I'm like, that'll be good. And then suddenly I've got this huge list of things that seems so unimportant. I'm like, it's you.
Between us, we've done Chicago, LA, Turkey, and Dublin.
I know. That's the thing. I feel like when I've been talking to people, they're like, what have you been up to? And I'm like, trust me, my life is not always this exciting. Like, this is a real exception to the rule here. I'm not always like, I've just flown in from here. Like, it's really not that exotic.
I do like just telling people I've just flown in.
And I'm going to use that more. I've just flown in from LA, actually, but you're welcome. You're welcome.
That was a month ago.
I know. Well, it feels like I've just flown in because I feel like I'm just catching up. I've been expert on the jet lag front. I feel like I'm a seasoned pro. I got back from LA on the Friday, last Friday, Saturday morning, up at about 8 o'clock, off to Dublin. I was like, have I just beaten jet lag?
What do you think it was? Do you think it's because you just got up and got on with it?
Well, when I got home, I landed about 2 p.m. and I literally just carried on. And I went to bed about 11. So I really ploughed through. And then I also picked up, I mean, this is probably where the cheat is. I picked up some melatonin in the US, which is like a natural herbally like thing. I don't think you can't get it over here, though. I think you can get it in like quantities. But anyway, I had a tablet before bed. And that it's not a sleeping tablet, but it definitely helped give me a bit of an extra nudge in the sleep department. So I think that definitely helped, but I do feel knackered though. Like this week on Thursday, Wednesday I had a really full day in London, and then Thursday I was meant to have a full day and I just did not feel well. I was like, I'm out of beans.
But I'm done. Pass me my bed.
Literally. So last night I was in bed at 8 o'clock, which was a delight. I wasn't asleep at 8, but you know, just winding down. But how are you? How was your gorgeous looking holiday? It looked very on brand.
I know. Who knew? So I went to Kalkan in Turkey. So we flew into Dalaman and then drove 2 hours to Kalkan, and it was beautiful. I've not been on a holiday like that for, I don't know, years and years and years, like 10 years at least. And it was so nice to just kind of like, it was a small, like by the sea, lots of little shops, lots of little restaurants, and they are so child friendly. Like, I think I could have definitely left June with a new Turkish family. Like, she would have been fine. She got so much attention. It was like Lady Gaga in a pushchair. They were like, June, and like giving her ice cream all the time. I was like, can we maybe just calm down on the ice cream front? Like, my child is gonna, when she gets home, just think ice cream is available 24/7. But it was so, so lovely. And it was my brother, my nephew, my mum and dad. So there was 7 of us and June and Jack, of course. And we got back last night. So we got into Manchester and then idiots, packed no winter clothes. And we had to drive back to Lincoln, and then we're driving to Liverpool today. So just driving an extra 5 hours for no reason.
Is it a 5-hour drive from Lincoln?
No. So last night we drove 2 hours from Manchester to Lincoln.
Right.
And now we need to drive 3 hours from Lincoln to Liverpool.
Oh. You're staying overnight, aren't you?
Yeah, we're there for 2 nights. So I cannot wait. Jack's got all the Liverpool T-shirts. What are they called? Football tops out. I'm not wearing mine.
In a way, it's nice that you had time to drop your stuff off at home, freshen up, be in your own bed, albeit for a night.
Sure, that was such a good feeling last night. I literally was laid down my pillow just thinking how good it was.
I think as you get older, you do actually start to appreciate your own bed more. There is nothing like your own bed.
I absolutely love my own bed. The silk pillowcase, the temper pillow.
It's like I've got Lady Gaga on the line.
Can we just move straight on to Teletalk? Can we move straight on to Teletalk?
I mean, A Star Is Born chat is definitely worth dropping travel chat for. I'll do it really quickly. I'll do it in a minute.
I was actually interested earlier and you said, no, wait to the podcast. And now the podcast here, all I want to talk about is A Star Is Born.
I know, it's completely bypassed. But no, Chicago was absolutely gorgeous. The Windy City, it was quite chilly, but no, it's absolutely beautiful. I tried deep pan pizza, I think that's what it's called, deep pan pizza, not pizza pie, for the first time. And it was exceptional. That should really be in my fridge fantasies, but I'm going to mention it here.
It looked delicious.
It was amazing. The only thing is they had the calories on the menu. So you literally order it. And I think per slice, it's like 400 calories.
Wow. What's the pizza?
It's literally like two layers of dough, which almost creates like a pastry-like crust. Then like almost like a ball of mozzarella per slice underneath that melted. Then tomato sauce and then toppings. And it's incredible. I mean,
salivating right now.
It was amazing. I mean, you can only have one or two slices before you feel like you've eaten a house. But we definitely edged on to three each. And then me and Carrie were like, oh my God, I cannot move. But that was amazing. We did like a Chinatown tour of Chicago. We did the architecture tour on the river, which was amazing. It was just so interesting learning about it and seeing the lake and just soaking it all up and seeing all the little neighborhoods. I think there's 77 neighborhoods there, which was so, it was amazing. So we did that. Then I flew to LA and I had a bit of free time and it was nice in a way because I felt like I had to develop a bit of independence in a city like LA, which is quite scary because it's so vast.
How does one get around LA? I've always wondered.
In cabs, I think. I mean, we tried to walk as much as we could, but there just doesn't seem to be a public transport system that is like used properly. It's just so strange. I mean, everything is like separated so far away by literal motorways, so it's not like you can just walk. It's an amazing city, but it is just so spread out.
I need to go. 2019 is my year.
It is your year. It's so gorgeous. So we did little bits of like Silver Lake and Echo Park, and we tried to do bits that we hadn't touched on before, which was amazing. Then I saw Arctic Monkeys, which was the best. Tears were shed.
You looked incredible in LA, just like the hot lights. Oh, and
stop.
70s Arctic Monkeys. I just loved it. I loved the picture.
I really, really enjoyed it. I was a bit worried about, like, I mean, Carrie was on a conference for some of the time we were there. So I was like, right, I need to fill my time. But because I'm so used to just walking around everywhere and kind of, you know, in London, I think you can mooch for ages without getting on a tube or a bus. Whereas in LA, you can do a neighborhood and then it's like, then you need to catch an Uber or whatever. But I went to Olive and June. Went there.
How was it? What did you get? You took a manicure or a pedicure?
I got a manicure. The nail art was great. I will say it was bloody expensive.
Was it? How much was it?
I can't even remember. Like it was. I mean, I think it was like $50 for a manicure.
You blocked the price out your mind. You were like, ouch.
Honestly, and then I got like nail art on two fingers, and then suddenly they're adding tax. And then when they give you the price of something and you're like, oh, I don't remember it being that much. But then you kind of are in a position where you're like, yep, absolutely not a problem. Don't question it because you don't want to look like you're being tight, even though you're kind of getting clammy handed. It wasn't Diva Designer Nails, which is where I go. It's already starting to kind of, doing it like the peels a little bit at the top.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. And it's just been near on 2 weeks. So I'm just going to have to keep it local, I think, in future.
Well, to be honest, I went somewhere. I had to go quickly before my holiday and I won't be going back.
I know. I think we just need to stick it to where we go near mine.
Yeah.
South London. Just, it's perfect. It's no fuss. And then last but not least, I went to Dublin for the weekend, which was gorgeous.
Dublin.
Isn't it amazing?
It's just the friendliest city ever.
It was so, so wonderful. So we went with Joe's sisters and Joseph's boyfriend, and then we met up with some of his family, and they own this plate restaurant. It's kind of like a, like an arcade meat restaurant called Token, which was incredible. And they had like dance mats, and then we went to drag bingo. I went to a drag show, which was incredible. It was so, so good.
That sounds like my idea of heaven.
It was so brilliant. And then we went out and I lasted until about 2:30. I could have done 3. And then Joe was just ready for bed.
I don't blame Joe. I'd have been ready for bed at midnight. You look smoking though, the Peria.
Oh, stop. Oh, stab you kids.
Oh, the taxi drivers in Dublin are my favourite thing, I think.
I love everyone. I love the whole of Dublin.
They're just the friendliest, warmest, nicest people. I would love it if an Irish family would like to adopt me.
Shall we move on to Telly Talk?
Okay, so I only have one thing to talk about and one thing only because it's been 2 weeks. I'm so behind on Great British Bake Off, I don't even know where to begin. Luckily, I've pretty much avoided Twitter like the plague, so I don't know who's gone.
Oh my God, I'm excited for you to catch up. I was like, do you only get so behind with something? You're like, I don't know whether I can. I'm too behind, but definitely commit to catching up because it's the final this week.
You're joking?
Yeah. No, I'm not joking.
You're joking. Oh my goodness, right. Well, Monday night, that's what's happening.
Oh, I know. I'm sad it's ending.
Oh, I'm a bit gutted. Like, so I've got 2 weeks to catch up on and then it's all going to be all over.
I know, but on last night on Stand Up to Cancer on Channel 4, they revealed the Celebrity Bake Off lineup for next year.
Who we got?
Jeremy Paxman, Russell Tovey, Big Nasty, Rylan, Russell Brand, Michelle Keegan, Sally Lindsay and Nicola Adams.
Okay, there's at least 25% of people I don't recognise. Russell Brand.
I know. It's a good one. It's a really good one. But it's not coming until spring next year. So I feel like, why tease me like that?
Yeah, that's quite a long way to wait. A long time to wait.
Should we talk about the one thing we have both watched?
So A Star Is Born. Let me pull myself together. We went to see it on a Tuesday. June was in nursery. Jack had just got back from working 3 weeks away. And we went to an 11:30 viewing on a Tuesday at the Odeon in Lincoln.
I thought that was the evening you just meant then. And I was like, what on earth? Who are you?
No, it was 11:30 in the morning. We took egg mayonnaise sandwiches.
You didn't.
We did.
Oh, you are a terrible excuse of a human. I wanted
my lunch and we were going over lunchtime and I didn't want a hot dog and we took a flask of tea. I'm sorry. Normally I do buy cinema snacks, but
you can't sit in the cinema with a smelly sandwich.
It was empty. Nobody else was in there. We were fine.
Okay, I'll let you off.
And you went to see it. When did you see it?
I saw it at the Odeon in Orpington, and I saw it on Tuesday this week. So I was quite tired, but I was just like, do you know what? I'm up for it. And I went with my mum and dad and Joe's sister Molly, who had all seen it before, but because I hadn't, they all were willing to come with me.
I need a second watch. Absolutely was thinking that. So I have had the soundtrack on repeat for 10 solid days now. I think Jack is going to snap my phone in half, or like easier to just change my Spotify login.
I feel like the people that love this film who are playing the soundtrack over and over again, I'm like, this is how I felt with Mamma Mia. I'm like,
I was going to say to you, this is my Mamma Mia too. My Mamma Mia too.
It is. It's brilliant though. Lady Gaga is so good.
How good did she look as just a normal civilian?
Oh, she could look good in a bin bag. She'd look good just doing anything.
And then can we talk about Bradley Cooper? I would like specifically to talk about Bradley Cooper's pectoral muscles.
Oh, I mean,
those hairy pecs. My Bradley.
I was more excited by Bradley's dog.
Oh my goodness. Is he called Charlie?
Yeah.
What a dreamboat.
Oh, I just, that was the bit. I mean, towards the end, there were like, no spoilers, but.
I mean, if there are spoilers, can't help it. Sorry, too excited.
I know, but that, like, from here on in, there could be spoilers. This is your warning, internet. So there is a bit at the end which is exceptionally sad. But the thing that really upset me was seeing Bradley Cooper's dog throughout that moment.
When Jack came out of the cinema, I knew this was going to happen. So I was kind of, it's not his film. He kind of liked it. He thought it was too schmaltzy. But otherwise, he wouldn't tolerate the 10 days of a solid Star is Born listening, like every time I go to the shower or the toilets. So at least he understands. But I knew as soon as he came out, he was like, I've found my hairstyle. That is it. Oh, so we got home that night. My mum was coming around to cut my fringe pre-holiday. And we cut about 4 or 5 inches off Jack's hair. And he's now rocking a Bradley Cooper-esque.
I bet you're thrilled.
I'm over the moon. A little bit less greasy, but what I might start doing is subtly just putting some Isle of Paradise on his face when he goes to bed to get that Bradley Cooper kind of tan thing that he had going on.
I said this to someone. I said, when I go for a tan now, I'm going to ask for a Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born.
It was so deep.
It was a mahogany tan, wasn't it? It was a deep mahogany.
Oh, it was just, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I did think it was too long based on the fact really? I need to go to the toilet every 2 hours minimum. And
I did not even look at the clock once, and that's unlike me.
No, my bladder was saying, come on, guys, I need a break. But that's an age thing, I think. Baby toilet.
You'll get toilet there, Liv.
But oh my goodness, the song. So when he pulled up to the drag club and she started singing, is it La Vie en Rose? I've been trying to memorize the words, but to be honest, I'm having a lot of problems.
I think when you do it with the lyrics up, it's a lot easier because I've tried.
Okay, maybe we could really dedicate some time to that next week.
I think that's a good idea.
She was just sensational when she was on the bar. I mean, how can you even sing like that laid down?
How can you even sing like that full stop? I can't sing like that standing up.
I went to the post office. I went at 7:30 to the collection depot because you've got to get there early on Saturday if you don't want to queue. And I had it, the soundtrack on. I can't hit some of those notes. Well, I can't hit hardly any of those notes, to be honest, especially on what song is it? I'll Never Love Again. I can't get up there.
I was on the train home yesterday and there was a girl sitting down in front of me, and because I was standing up, I could see what she was doing on her phone, and she was like, she'd screenshotted listening to Shallow. She was putting on Snapchat and drawing hearts over it, and I was like, I've never seen something so accurate.
Can we talk about the clothes? So the 70s blouses, and then there was a can't even talk, I'm so excited. I can't remember which song she was doing, but she was sat down at the piano and she had the white jumpsuit on. And I think it's either vintage or custom Gucci, one either end of the spectrum, but it was sensational. And it had pockets.
I love that you would have looked.
I know, and Jack looked at me during that moment and he was like, it's a jumpsuit and it's got pockets. I was like, Jack, I know. But their chemistry was unbelievable.
Oh, it was, they just, oh. So good.
I'm really upset they're not a couple in real life. I mean, Lady Gaga has just got engaged. I'm sure she's very happy.
I know. I always get home from films like that and I Google both like actors and I'm like, what are they doing? Like, are they married yet? Like, what's the situation? I was Googling picture of Bradley Cooper and his dog in situ, like in normal life. And I didn't find everything I was looking for, really. But
well, I was trying to find more pictures of the wedding dress. We said there was going to be spoilers, sorry.
So the two spoilers I had before I went in was the wedding dress, which I saw via your stories, and another one through my mum, which I won't give away because it's such an enormous giveaway as to the ending that I just went in and I was like waiting for this thing to happen.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. That's a bit, I can't even talk. That would have stressed me out.
And that I was just, really I knew, I, and that's the thing, and every time there was a tense conversation, I was just like, well, that's that then, isn't it?
Mm. The soundtrack is actually playing in my head now as I talk to you. I lay there at night and it's just going round and round and round.
It's like there's the Shakira game we were playing in Dublin, which is it's like basically when you think of, like when someone says, Shakira, Shakira, and then suddenly it's the gate, the floodgates are open.
It doesn't happen for me.
Oh no, but that'll be like someone saying, I don't know, like, tell me something, boy, and then that's it. That's those floodgates.
Oh, do you? I've been practicing the Bradley Cooper bit, so I can only go Tell me something, girl.
Obviously, I can only do the Lady Gaga bit, which is perfect.
I'm glad we've been rehearsing our parts for karaoke.
Yeah, excellent. Have you been watching anything else? Is there anything
else? Nothing.
Okay, I've watched one other thing. I mean, I've watched a couple of other things, but I might save them up to prevent this getting too long. But there is one episode that I do recommend everyone watch of Graham Norton. So he's back. He's on 10:35 BBC One on Fridays.
Well, that's what started this whole thing, because you told me to watch it.
Of course.
And Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were on there. And the way that she spoke about him, like, why have they not made 10 babies already?
Oh yeah, of course. So I'm back there. But last week I watched it, and Michael Caine was on there, who I think is absolutely incredible. I didn't realize he's so tall. He's 6'2". I know, he's really tall. And he was on there, and then Christine and the Queens were on there, and she was performing. And obviously when she performs, it's quite contemporary, it's very modern. And me and Joe watching it thinking, I wonder what Michael Caine thinks of this, because it's so like left field almost. And then afterwards, in the bit where they all sit down for a final interview, he was just fangirling over her. He was like, he said to someone else on the sofa, he was like, oh, I knew that she was about to dance during that bit, because she always dances after that part. And I was just like, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever watched. I was like, oh my God. So I definitely recommend people revisiting that, because it was just heartwarming, and he's so interesting and she's amazing. And yeah, it was brilliant television.
I am writing notes to catch up on Graham Norton. Doesn't matter how old a Graham Norton episode is, they're still entertaining.
They are gifts that just keep on giving.
I love the notes.
Oh.
If I have watched anything else, can't remember, because I can't remember life before A Star Is Born. I can't.
It wasn't good enough to report on.
Yeah, and does it come with a soundtrack? No.
Nope. Charlotte only watches things with soundtracks as of now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's so true. And then while I was on holiday, because we were staying at our friend's villa and they were staying there, and we all went on a boat trip together, and basically one of their children had brought their friend with them, and he was obsessed with Lady Gaga, and we just sat on our sun loungers and discussed Lady Gaga for 3/4 of an hour. It was wonderful.
That is a dream conversation.
I know, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, he was like, A Star Is Born. I was like, yes, let's go there.
Listen to you on a boat in the Med.
It was a great day. It really was a great day. But no, I will actually watch something else, but I do want to go again and see it. So maybe I could do that next week. Also, so much is out. Queen brought their release forward by a week, because it wasn't it supposed to be out on the 2nd of November?
In the US, it's on the 2nd of November. Yeah, because when I was out there, I was desperate to see it. And I was thinking maybe they've got it a bit earlier. Alas.
No, it's out now.
I know. Not in the US, though.
But what about the UK?
Oh, yeah, in the UK it's out, because Brittany told me she went to see Bo Rap. And I was like, I had to Google it. And then it came up with Bohemian Rhapsody. I was like, oh.
Oh, so maybe that's where I've got my dates wrong. So it's out on the 2nd of November in the US, because I was like freaking out. I was like, they've brought it forward by a week and I need to see it. So maybe
maybe that's our project for next week.
Yeah, definitely both go see Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think it's time to talk a little bit about shopping.
What have you been buying? Tell me about your international purchases.
I feel like I bought a few random things when I was away. I didn't do big shops. I bought a vinyl in Chicago that I really wanted in a really cool record store. And then I went to Madewell because I bloomin' love Madewell. I know they have a concession in John Lewis and Oxford Street, but I just can't help myself. And I also went into Glossier and I bought, they've got basically, I didn't realise this, they have a zit stick, so like a spot treatment, but it's not available in the UK because of an ingredient in it. Yeah, no, there's an ingredient, which means you can't actually get it, but I picked that up. I haven't tried it yet. And then I just bought stationery because I feel like wherever I go, if I can find a miscellaneous stationery shop, I gravitate towards it, like you to Bradley Cooper. I just can't help myself.
If I see Bradley Cooper.
You gravitate to him, like live to a stationery shop.
I will and I shall. I hope he's in Liverpool this weekend.
I mean, I'm sure he will be. There is a chance.
We've digressed.
But yes, so I did do a little bit of shopping. What did you buy in Turkey? Because I feel like you went ham with the older jewellery.
I went a bit hardcore in Turkey. Well, Mum warned me because she's been a few times before and she was like, the shopping's really good. So I bought a few Turkish towels, some tea towels, a dressing gown for me and a dressing gown for June. And oh my goodness, June's dressing gown is the cutest thing you've ever seen. It's like the Turkish towels, but it's cream, peach and lemon, and it's got the tassels on the bottom with a little hood. And she's not a massive fan of putting it on, but I kind of persevere just because she looks so cute in it. So
a dog in a Halloween costume, like, yeah. Come on, June.
I know, I'm like trying to get really excited. I'm like, do you want to put your new dressing gown on? And she's like, no. But Mummy thinks you look really nice in it. She's like, no. Yeah, you have to pick your moment, but it's so sweet. And then I did go a bit crazy. What else did I get? Oh, I got a ring that I've got on. I've got many things with the evil eye on it. So I have the earrings, I have a bracelet, I have an anklet. And then I went to the plate shop. They have these amazing hand-painted plates and crockery and bowls and all kinds of things. I went three times to kind of assess what I was going to get. And in the end, I got four dinner plates, two kind of lilac-y ones and two green ones with all this intricate hand painting. And then I got, I think it's like a mezze dip plate. So you can use it's on a beautiful pink plate and there's all these little receptacles is the only way I can describe them, and they all kind of slot together on this plate and they're beautiful, and I had to take them in my hand luggage on Thomas Cook, and you're only allowed 6 kilograms with Thomas Cook, and I was 6'7" and I just looked at the girl and I was like, but my plates. She's like, you'll have to put them in the hold. I was like, these are not going in the hold. And then I made Jack's hand luggage lighter by putting things in a suitcase so that I could bring them home.
Wow.
But it kind of reminded me of that episode of Friends, you know, where Joey goes to London and you just see him on the top deck and he's just got everything London. That was me in Turkey, just like covered in Turkish towels, dressing gowns, plates, jewellery, like, this is amazing. Yeah, but then what was really interesting there is they have all the genuine fakes, which like Mulberry, Chanel, everything. And like, so probably, you know, for a big bag, it'd be like £120. So I think it's like good quality leather, but I didn't succumb. But it was interesting because before I went there, I was like, there's no way I'll be buying a fake. But after about a few days, you're like, maybe I'll just have a little look. And so you just have to, they grind you down eventually, but luckily I left after a week. I didn't need one.
I bet give it another week, you'd have been back with like fake sunglasses.
Yeah, no, it was so funny though, because my mum looked at me and she was like, you're tempted, aren't you? I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Now I'm looking at everybody else's back when I get back. Mum said she did this before. And you just start looking and you're like, is that real? Did you get that in Turkey?
I mean, no comment.
Yeah, so I don't know what, basically, I don't know what happened in life before Turkey and A Star Is Born. I might have bought things before Turkey, but I cannot remember.
Nothing interesting enough to report on, though.
Nothing, absolutely nothing. We've been quite modest. I am trying to be very considerate. As you said, give a week. You've got your autumn wardrobe kind of sorted.
Yeah, we are pretty much there, which is nice.
Actually, I have bought a thing. I lied. This morning, I went to pick up lots of parcels, and I have these shoes from a brand called Pearl & Stud.
Ooh.
And they are navy, peep toe, a 2-inch block heel with a gold strap, And on the kind of navy, what's the word? The bit that goes across your foot is gold and silver stars.
Oh, that sounds dreamy.
Yeah, they're my Christmas shoes and they're a sensible height. But they're, I think they're a wedding shoe brand. That's the kind of point of them. So the idea is that you can wear them all day if you were a bridesmaid or a guest or obviously a bride.
Oh, what kind of price point are they?
£85.
Oh, reasonable. Well, I mean, higher end, but still reasonable for a good pair of shoes.
Yeah, and for an independent brand as well. So the star shoes come in like a silvery grey, and they also come in a black, but I went for the navy.
Ooh, interesting. So yeah. Remind me of the brand name.
They're called Pearl and Stud. I think you'll like them a lot.
I will investigate.
Very, very excited to wear those. I don't know where I'll be wearing them, but I just saw them and was like, they tick a lot of boxes.
Ooh, that's exciting. Do you know what I was thinking? One thing actually about going away, it made me realise what I do have in my wardrobe, because I feel like you're forced, when you pack to go away on holiday or anything, you're forced to be creative with the things that you have in your wardrobe. So it's almost like you start outfit planning and being a bit more imaginative. And that's what made me really realise that I had everything I needed in my winter wardrobe.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that about my summer wardrobe, because obviously I've just come back from Turkey. I don't know if I've mentioned it.
No, not a bit.
But I'm going to wash everything now, because now I can put away my summer wardrobe, and I know come next summer that I've got quite a lot of things kind of sorted. Just a few injections here and there.
A few little nods.
Not shopping related, but something happened to me just before I went on holiday, and I accidentally transferred £1,000 to an incorrect sort code.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So basically what happens with that, if it's a bank transfer, NatWest can't do anything about it. Like, they can't cancel it, they can't stop it. And I was like, pardon? I've just sent my wedding deposit into space. And I had to wait while they recovered it, because it was an actual sort code and account number of another human somewhere, I think a Santander bank. And I had to wait a week to find out if I'd get it back. They said it could take a couple
of days. That's stressful.
It was really stressful. And we kind of needed the money to secure the wedding venue, because they couldn't wait any longer. And I was like, but I've sent £1,000 to a stranger. I'm really sorry.
I bet that stranger had the best day.
Well, I don't know if actually, I don't know how it works. I don't know if like it would have needed to clear in their bank account, but I got it back and I was over the moon.
Oh, I'm very glad.
Let that be a lesson to everybody. Check, check and check again. Yeah, I cried on the woman to NatWest. I'm sorry, but I need the money.
I'm having a bad day. Oh God. Well, that is this week's lesson.
Shall we move on to Fridge Fantasy? So apart from your deep pan pizza, what else did you eat in America?
Oh, do you know, I ate so many hot dogs. I feel like I've eaten a lot of hot dogs over the past few weeks. there's a place in Chicago, I think it's like, well, it's a traditional kind of fast food place called Portillo's, not named after Michael Portillo.
That was literally the first thing that sprang to my mind.
That's what I thought. So it's like it's a restaurant chain, but it does Chicago style food and incredible hot dogs. So I fell in love with a hot dog at Portillo's, and I feel like all I've eaten is like, just I've indulged for 2 weeks. There's nothing wrong with that when you're away at all. But I got home and I was like, I really would love a nice veggie soup, a big vegetable fueled soup.
I know what you mean. I feel like when I come back from America, I'm like, can I have just a bottle of vegetables, please?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. In LA, I had a brilliant bagel. I've just eaten very well. I've been very fortunate. What did you eat?
I just ate meze, after hummus, after tzatziki. Oh, it was just, I loved the food. The food was incredible. I think the best meal I had was at a place called The Small House.
Ooh.
And inside it must see 8 people, and there's a balcony for 2, so it probably 10 people at once. And it's run by this husband and wife, and the food was incredible. The prawns were so big. I don't even know what they cooked them in, just the most delicious garlicky. I mean, every night when I went to bed, all I could taste was garlic. But that was a really incredible meal, like halloumi, like I've never tasted before. The halloumi in Turkey is like really squidgy.
Mm.
You know, like here we kind of make it a bit crunchy.
Yeah.
This was like really squidgy. It was delicious. And then another meal I had, it was called Ottoman lamb.
Ooh.
And it came, the way they presented it, you know, in these kind of platters with the lids that they take off.
Yeah.
And it was like a proper version of that. And it was lamb cooked in apricots and raisins, and it came with like mashed potato and pickled cabbage, and it was just the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. And I nearly didn't order it because I was like, well, I can't eat mashed potato in Turkey, it's too hot, but it was just incredible.
That sounds heavenly.
And then obviously my favorite part of the holiday was going to the supermarket, because who doesn't love going to the supermarket?
I love doing that in America.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We got the best biscuits, and we figured out they were about 20 pence a packet. There's still quite a few left in the luggage.
Do you know what, actually, saying that, we actually bought soda bread to take home from Dublin as well.
Oh, yeah. My friend insists that you must bring bread back. Because she lives over here and she's like, the bread's just not the same.
No, it's not. That was something that I was, yeah, I keep thinking of things that I bought.
I'm so hungry now. I'm going to have to cut this podcast and go and have a second breakfast.
I haven't had my first breakfast yet, so I'm thinking, I might have some Cheerios. That's really dull. That is sad.
That was another thing that was happening on holiday. There was like a cereal cult between like my brother and my dad and my nephew. Like they just kept eating bowls of cereal. I was like, oh no, not for me.
Do you not like cereal?
When I was pregnant, it's all I wanted to eat, but I'm not bothered now.
Oh. I didn't know this about you. I love cereal.
Yeah, I mean, I probably won't have a bowl between now and when we next speak.
Wow. What do you have for breakfast?
Eggs.
Every morning?
Mm-hmm. Every morning.
But what if you're in a rush?
If I'm in a rush, I just have a slice of toast or an apple.
Okay, right. Anyway, good to think about. Good food for thought.
Food for thought, nice. Okay, fine. Maybe I'll try some cereal this week.
Yeah, I think you're eating the wrong cereal. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking it's almost porridge time.
Yeah. Oh, a good porridge.
So maybe I'll find I'll do some grating of some apples and things into porridge and get back to
you. Yeah. Okay. I think you need. Yeah. Oh my God, Jamie Oliver's got some really good suggestions.
Oh, does he?
I personally love I do apple and blackberry with a bit of cinnamon. It tastes like Christmas.
Oh, she's mentioned the C word. It's October the 27th. Right, I am going to go because I am freezing sat here in my pants. I've legitimately got goose pimples.
Why are you staying in your pants?
Because I got out of the shower and put pants and a t-shirt on and I forgot that it's cold.
Are you dafty?
I've not even got any sunburn to keep me warm.
Oh, God. Well, you poor love.
Well, it's very nice to speak to you, and I will see you in the flesh next week when we will have a guest.
Yes, we will have another guest. We'll be back. We are back in business.
So sorry for last week. The internet in Turkey was a shocker.
We tried, kind of.
We tried and we failed.
Yeah, but we are back now. Hopefully it was worth the wait.
Well, hopefully we've had a chance to catch up on other podcasts.
Yes. Oh, do you know what? I feel like I've been listening to podcasts.
What podcasts have you been listening to?
Well, I've been listening to the wonderful You, Me and the Big C, which is incredible if you haven't listened. They were on Stand Up to Cancer last night, Lauren and Debs, and they are absolutely fantastic. Also, when I was away in Chicago, well, Carrie loves a good crime murder podcast. So she played me a bit of a podcast called Last Podcast on the Left, which is very different to The Fringe.
What is it about?
Oh, it's very dark. I mean, she only played me the less dark episodes, but I think it's a lot about like unsolved crimes and murders and things like that, which isn't normally up my street, but it did get a couple of chuckles from me. So maybe I'll give that a bit more time. Also love Nobody Panic as well by the wonderful Tessa and Stevie. So there's a few podcasts once you finish listening to this that I can highly recommend.
We have Marc Maron and Paul McCartney interview lined up for the drive to Liverpool. We couldn't be any more stereotypical if we tried.
Oh, why not?
I'm going to sign off. I will speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Have a lovely week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.